I am visiting with Clark Springfield with O.H. Cruz Grain and Milling. And Clark, it's great to get to talk to you here, and I'm looking forward to visiting next week. We'd like to get to know the company O.H. Cruz a little bit better, so I think we should just start there. Tell me a little bit about this company and what you all do.
Okay. Well, Chuck, O.H. Cruz Grain and Milling was founded in 1935 by Otto Cruz, and we're now in the third generation management of the company by family members. Our current president is Kevin Cruz, grandson of O.H. Cruz. We are a complete line feed manufacturer. We service all of California, Arizona, Nevada, into Utah, Hawaii, and then we export to the Pacific Rim countries as well.
Well, you've got a big market area to cover there, that's for sure. Well, you've got an event coming up, and that's what's bringing me out to your neck of the woods in California, and that is basically an event, first time ever, for dealers, customers. You've got theme, mission, possible, winning insights to grow your business. Tell us a little bit about how you kind of came to the idea of doing this, first of all.
Okay. Well, Chuck, right now we're with the high grain prices, we're experiencing some very turbulent times in the feed industry, especially at the feed store level. We've seen the price of feed over the summer go up by as much as $4 a bag increase just in July and August. And so we've got a lot of our dealer customers that are wondering, okay, am I going to survive this thing? Where is this going? How long is it going to last? And what we're doing with our event on Tuesday is we're trying to bring the dealers in to provide them with education and information that allows them to go back to their store and to better be able to manage through these turbulent times. Mm-hmm. We don't want them just to survive. We want them to grow and to thrive, even though market conditions are tough right now. But we feel that with the program that we've got lined out, that we can provide them with the tools that they need to go back and to become more relevant to their customers.
Well, we're going to be at an excellent facility there where they hold the World Ag Expo. And you've got a pretty, I mean, for a first-time event, you've certainly put a lot into this, because I'm looking at it and we're going to be doing feed mill tours. We're going to have educational seminars of various types, and even like a little trade show going on, and then a dinner with a great speaker. We've seen him at a national agri-marketing conference, and that's Ross Schaefer, and then a little bit of fun and relaxation with a band and some dance too.
You bet. Our company is family-owned, and our dealers are a part of our family, if you will. And so, we're going to get real serious during the day, but as the day winds down, it'll be a time for relaxing and enjoying each other's company and getting to know our customers a little bit better. Ross does do a great job. He's got a very strong message for our customers to take home. And when Ross gets through, then we've got an up-and-coming local band out here called Chaparral that's going to play for a dance as the evening winds down.
Well, I am looking forward to it. Just wanted to get a little preview here and give people a heads up of what we're going to be doing, and looking forward to getting some great interviews, because I think besides Ross, you've got a number of folks that I look forward to visiting with out there. So thank you very much, Clark Springfield with O.H. Cruz. Looking forward to their event coming up, where we're going to do Mission Possible 2012. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.